If you're looking for a used Mazda 3 like this, then you've found the right video. Stay tuned, I'm about to give you some great checks and tips for your test drive, and some other advice to help make sure that you find a first-class copy of a second-hand Mazda 3. But first, some background. The last generation Mazda 3 was well regarded by owners and authorities alike on many aspects relating to design, safety, styling, value, and overall satisfaction. The Mazda 3 hatchback was called the Mazda 3 Sport, and the Mazda 3 Sedan was called the Mazda 3 Sedan. We're talking model years 2014 to 2018 in this case, and all of those got one of two four-cylinder Skyactiv fuel-saving engines. Both 2-liter and 2.5-liter units were available with 155 or 184 horsepower respectively. Transmission choices included a 6-speed manual or 6-speed automatic. All models from this generation were front-wheel drive. And up-level featured content may include a Bose premium audio system, adaptive lighting, a touchscreen central command interface, heated leather seating, push-button engine start, automatic climate control, automatic wipers, a backup camera, and more. Tip number one is to mind the maintenance, noting that Mazda Skyactiv engines are specialized power plants with numerous add-on features designed to help save fuel. Closely and precisely following all factory scheduled maintenance is vital to the longevity of any engine, and perhaps even more so specialized engines like these. So take steps to ensure the former owners continually and consistently cared for the vehicle, examining service records to prove no maintenance or inspections have been skipped or stretched. Use of any non-factory parts or fluids in the maintenance of this vehicle is not advised. Get those service records for serious. Without them, you might be denied warranty coverage if you need it. Tip number two is to get the underbody checked. Some owners have reported earlier than expected formation of rust beneath the Mazda 3 relating to specific components, such as the exhaust system, shock absorbers, and suspension upper control arms. A supplier manufacturing defect was apparently to blame, and some owners say they've had rusty parts replaced under warranty. Note that this issue doesn't affect all models and that excessive rust is very easy for a technician to spot on a pre-purchase inspection. You might be best to seek out a model that's been regularly oil sprayed and continue to treat the vehicle on an annual basis. Tip number three relates to diagnostics. If the Mazda 3 you're considering is equipped with advanced camera and radar-based safety features, consider having them tested via a diagnostic scan by a Mazda technician before you buy. Why? Because issues with these systems can be frustrating and expensive to try and fix. Be on the lookout for signs of damage to the front bumper or windshield too, both of which can cause problems with these safety features that may require professional recalibration to correct. Tip number four is a commonly reported problem to be on the lookout for, and it's somewhat reassuring that this is the most common owner-reported issue with this generation Mazda 3, and that it's just the presence of a sporadic clicking, buzzing, or tapping sound likely caused by slightly misfit panels in or on the dashboard and surrounding areas. Owners say that these noises might come and go, possibly with changes to temperatures or the road surface beneath the vehicle. If you hear annoying sounds like these, a dealer might be able to fix them under warranty, provided the vehicle is still within its warranty period. Some owners have otherwise fixed these rattles and squeaks with the creative placement of some foam or felt padding. Well, thanks for watching, and remember, if you are interested in even more information on buying a used Mazda 3, including owner reviews, recalls, specs, crash tests, and more, then click the link below for the full used car buyer's guide over at autotrader.ca.